Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. I got a
first world problem. Let's go. Let's get those first world problems, Kid Nation.
What's the phone number, JC?
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, Big Al Mac.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can give us a call and get that problem you've been having off your chest. As long as it's a first world problem and it makes us laugh.
All right.
You know, because we all feel bad complaining. So we give you this time to do so. For example, got this on the text. I got a mid-year bonus at my super cushy air-conditioned job and spent it on a Bose system for my Cadillac SUV. But now I have a hard time putting on my Mac makeup on the mirror on the way to work while listening to you guys because the bass be vibrating the mirror. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to poke your eye with that bass. You might want to lower that bass just a little bit.
That's funny.
Samantha wrote us and said, my first world problem is I got pulled over for speeding because my pickup truck tires are so dope and tall that my speedometer is clearly wrong. What? Can that happen?
What?
Yeah.
If you lift your truck, you change the tires, it can ruin the speedometer a little
bit. Rotation is?
Yeah.
Yeah, revolutions per minute or whatever.
So she got a speeding ticket because she got really cool tires.
Not revolutions, but the time. Yeah, the amount of times that your tires go.
Rotation.
Interesting.
In fact, a guy that I know, Not a first world problem. He used to drive cabs, right? And he would put smaller tires on his cab to make the meter
more
go
rotations.
Up more.
Oh.
You know, more money because he had small rotations on the tires.
How much difference could it possibly make?
I mean, after a year, that's a lot.
Yeah, more is more, right?
Yeah.
That is wrong. And that karma hopefully bit him in the butt.
I haven't talked to him in a while, but I know that's for a fact.
If you put a dollar away a day, a dollar's not that much. But after a year, you got yourself 365.
Are you going into financial planning? What are you doing?
No, I'm just telling you, a little bit of something can turn into big.
So we should all skip that morning cup of coffee and invest it instead.
I mean, if you want to get that 401k a little more cushy, yes.
Here we go. Let's go to the phone.
You should be on board, Thrifty Kelly.
I am. Yeah. Kind of turned on a little bit by you right now, all that financial.
Oh, for real? I got more. Actually, I don't.
Oh, my God. Save a dollar a day.
Yeah, that's all I have right now. Hey, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
Mine is for you, JC. I started playing Fortnite 2 days ago, and I am so terribly terrible at it that I die as soon as I land. Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah, that's completely normal, Megan. Where are you landing usually? Are you going to Tilted Towers? Don't go to Tilted Towers.
Oh, well, yesterday I accidentally landed in Tomato and totally got murdered.
Yeah, don't go to Tomato either.
Any more tips for you, JC?
I would land by the motel or by Lynx. There's a little motel. Land over there. Land somewhere where there's no name to it, and you'll have a better shot at staying alive a little bit longer. Hopefully that fixes your first world problem.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck, Megan. We'll see you on there.
It's so crazy to me that you're playing, like, the Hunger Games.
I know.
That kids are playing this game where you all land in a place and you have to kill each other. Last one standing. It's crazy.
But it's not really real people. There's no blood or gore.
Understood.
Yeah. Just trying to stand up for my kids out there. The parents are telling it's too gory. It's not gory. No blood.
All right.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, guys. I love you all.
We love you, too. What's your first world problem?
So last night, I ate Chinese food kind of late. And then when I tried to go to bed, I was so full that I could not go to sleep very well. So hashtag first world problem.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just have to wait like 30 minutes and then you'd
be hungry again.
You'd be hungry again.
Tossed and turned. I couldn't go to sleep.
Did you have orange chicken at least?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Is that your favorite?
Oh, I love orange chicken.
You get a good fortune. I always get ratty fortunes.
I actually didn't check it.
You didn't check your fortune cookies?
Fortune cookies have been slacking lately.
It is true. Sometimes they're just ads for the business. I don't like
that. Yeah, it's just like,
I hate that.
It's like, it's the Captain Obvious fortune cookie.
That is such a big deal to me. I carry the really great fortunes in my purse with me. I keep them so every once in a while I'll pull them out. And some of them actually come true.
Oh, really?
Crazy. Yes.
I had one.
A lot into fortune cookies.
We can't intermix bits.
I had one that got me so mad because it said tomorrow will be another day filled with sunshine.
Yeah,
tomorrow. What is the weather report?
Tomorrow's another day.
Okay. I know tomorrow's another day, fortune cookie.
I'm going to eat another cookie.
Yeah. In a way, if you look at it, it's a fresh start. And tomorrow's a fresh start. You can look at it that way.
Don't tell me.
But one told me I was going to be moving into a new house in the near future, and I did.
You did.
I mean, like, really, I like them when they're that specific.
Yeah.
I was going to be the center of attention.
But that's every day.
Well,
you're on the radio.
Yeah. I got married later that same year.
You did.
The bride's the center of attention.
So they're still working, some of them.
I'm saying sometimes your fortune cookies are like, That's me.
Right. And I'll be honest, I pretend like I know what the numbers on the back are for, but I have no idea.
You play the lottery with them.
The lottery numbers?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Huh. I don't ever do it, but that's what they're for.
Because I thought it was like you're supposed to get one lucky number, and they're five.
Yeah, five.
It's lottery numbers.
Yeah, you pick one.
Oh. Huh. I wonder if anybody's won the lottery doing that with the.
I don't know. If you've ever, I mean, that would be really random.
Maybe we do that. Yeah. Interesting. Hi, Chantel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to First World Problems. Go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking I have to spend $270 on a one-way ticket to fly from Odessa to Love Field to come and pick up my new car.
Oh.
Because apparently we got a new car in May. We drove up there. And I accidentally brought it home and totaled it like 2 weeks later.
Oh, my.
Ooh. So, yeah, well, everybody was okay. It was just me, but everybody's fine. But now I have to spend $270 to fly in to drive my new one home.
Sorry. Well, come see us while you're in town.
Well, I would love to, but I'm really super excited. I'll never buy another red colored car ever again. Yeah. I knew I should have gotten a white one in the first place.
That's what it was.
Yeah, the red cars always get pulled over for speeding. Because you want to go a little bit faster.
Probably have more accidents, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Chantel. Glad you're okay. And we have a fortune cookie update from Trey.
A man in Florida in 2015 won $10 million off of the lottery playing the numbers out of a fortune cookie.
$10 million.
Man, I meant to buy a lottery ticket yesterday, too. It's so high. Someone won.
Yeah. Dang, I don't know. I don't think so. I didn't see anything.
Go give me some Chinese food. Give me a fortune cookie.
No one won. Still open, Jenna.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that lottery billboard on the way home from work gets me. When I see both of them are like hundreds of millions of dollars.
If it's over 500, I go for it.
500 million?
Yeah.
50.
Yeah, that's when I start playing.
500 million.
Yeah, 500 million.
Okay, that's your limit.
That's it.
For once or twice a year, then.
Uh-huh.
I think when it was said 422 yesterday, I was like,
It's getting close for me.
I forgot.
Okay, it's getting close for me. Another dumb fortune cookie real quick. I got a fortune cookie that said, say bless you when someone sneezes. That's not a fortune. I'm telling you, they're slacking. All right, back to First World Problems.
All right.
What's up, Betty?
Hey, guys.
Welcome, buddy. What's your First World Problem, man? You're struggling with it, huh?
Well, yes, yeah. It's actually a First World Problem in a third world country. So I have a place in Cancun, and my pool has gotten so hot that I've asked my pool guy when he comes out next week to bring 20 bags of 10-pound ice to dump in there.
Does that work?
Yeah, it'll
cool it does. Well, my pool's only 5 foot deep, but yes. My neighbors did it, and I was like, okay, that's a great idea. So I'm going to give it a shot, and hopefully when I get back there next week, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Cancun Eddie over here.
Five-foot pool. Man, is that? Can you survive in that, Eddie? You're pretty short.
Yes, I can survive in it. Thank you very much.
Is this Eddie Al's buddy?
No, he's about 4 foot tall.
Oh, wow.
Is this the Eddie that knows Al?
This is, yeah. And I'm actually 5'7" and a half.
Yeah, that's Al, rude. Jerk. Al, 4 feet tall.
I know him.
Yeah. And he's got a house in Cancun. What you got?
Yeah, no, no.
Right?
Good talking to you, Eddie.
You got 5'7" and a half of Cancun.
That's right, buddy. And that is average height. Probably above average. Eddie probably knows. Is it above average? Eddie?
No.
It is.
See?
Eddie, one more question.
What?
How is your game compared to Big Al's?
Oh, good question.
Oh, wow.
I'll let Al answer that.
How's his game compared to yours, Al?
He's got game.
He does?
I guarantee you, he's got game.
Yeah, that's right.
I never show up anywhere by myself, but I try to help him out, but the girl's a little bit too young for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no, Eddie, we have breaking news for you, sir.
What?
The average American male height right now is
5'10". Why are you doing this to him? You and Big Al are dogpiling. going on.
No, I'm just letting Eddie know so he doesn't go around telling people.
This is not good customer service.
Oh, that's right.
But Eddie's our friend.
But I was bringing it back to get on Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what guys do.
We're perfectly fine with my height.
Yes, you are.
Are you bringing a date tomorrow night, Eddie?
Oh, I wasn't the person you're bringing? I thought you were talking about me the last couple of days. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, Eddie.
All right, nice.
Eddie. Sorry, we got to keep the call short, Eddie. We got to keep it going. Eddie, good talking to you, buddy. I love that Eddie got through. Hi, Ashley.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. So you have
go ahead.
You have a first world problem involving your kid, huh?
Yes, I have a 7-year-old, never slept in my room before. I've never raised him to sleep with me or in my room. But now, all of a sudden, the past couple of weeks, he started sneaking in and laying on my bed because my bed is closer to the wall socket so he could plug in and charge his iPhone 7 and play Fortnite all night long.
Oh yeah.
Big problem.
Because in his room, the wall socket is too far away, so he'd have to be on the floor, and apparently it's not that comfortable.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable when you're playing. It's all about comfort.
Yeah.
So you hate Fortnite.
I wouldn't mind if he wasn't so rude about it. Put the volume on.
Maybe move his bed closer to the wall.
I wouldn't mind if he was so rude about it.
Yeah, put in headphones.
No, it's an iPhone 7, so if you're charging, you can't put headphones on.
The phones no longer have sockets or anything. I don't even know what. You can't connect Ethernet cables. You can't put anything on computers now.
Yeah, you're right.
They're making it difficult for us.
Another first world problem.
Yep. Thank you, Ashley, for calling in. I didn't even know they had these on boats. Hold on one second. Hey, Pam.
Hey. How's it going this morning, guys?
It's going great.
Hey, Pam. What's your first world problem, babe?
Man, it's a rough one. It is so hot outside that the air conditioner on my boat can't keep up.
Right. Yo, I didn't even know boats had air conditioning.
Yeah, down in the cabin.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, in the cabin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Can't keep up. Usually I'll freeze you out of there, but 100 degrees, and man, it's a rough life.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. When's the next time you're taking that boat out?
Oh, this weekend, for sure. Every weekend.
Every weekend?
Al, you need to make a new friend.
I do. I'm looking for a friend. A friend with a boat would be a bonus.
Yeah.
Hey, man, every weekend, Bayside Boat Club, Lake Ray Hubbard, bring it. Let's go.
All right.
All right. I may just do that, girl.
Man, I quit going to the lake, though. I already told you that.
Oh, because
you
of the...
You need to get over that.
I can't, Kelly. Once I found out, I couldn't do it.
Well, just don't go in.
Yeah, you don't have to get in the water.
It's a massive amount of water. It's going to be diluted.
I thought you were going to say a massive amount of fecal matter.
Which is what I think in my head, Jenna.
No. Me too. They check the levels of fecal matter, and they would let you know if they were unacceptable.
Right. Like, that's all I think about.
Any.
Well, there's
0.01 is too much for me.
There's fish poop out there. There are levels of fecal matter in every body of water.
Yeah, but I trust what fish are eating.
Oh, my goodness.
You trust what fish are eating?
Yeah, they're just eating, like, algae and stuff.
Hey, you want to go take a dip in that fecal matter?
Nope.
It's a totally different ring to it.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. I just want to say I have been trying to get to y'all for, like, years. I've been listening to y'all since I was, like, I swear, 10 years old, and I'm 22. So this is great.
Well, we love you for that, Nikki. You stick around with
us. Welcome. Yes. Do you have a first world problem?
Yes. So my family takes a trip to Orange Beach, Alabama every single year.
Uh-huh.
It's been the same way for the last 10 years, so I decided to sit out because I'm so tired of it. I cannot stand the beach anymore. Like, I'm so over it at this point.
That's one of the beaches I've Googled online about visiting.
See?
Is it nice?
Well, I was trying to find something closer than the East Coast, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice, yeah, but it's when you've gone so many times.
Yeah, I
understand.
I'm so over it.
First world problem right there. Thank you, Nikki, and thank you for listening. Still,
maybe
going to work now.
Maybe I can take your place.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Kelly will go for you instead, Nikki. And we have a first world problem update, you guys, from last week.
Okay.
V wrote us again and said, week 4, and my 82-inch TV is still in the box. Just in case you're wondering. But she says, I did find an 83-inch stand.
They do make stands for those big TVs.
That was the problem she was going with.
They do.
still in the box. 4 weeks. That awesome TV just chilled.
Just in the box.
Man. We didn't get to your first world problem. We're sorry. We'll try to get to it next week, but we really do appreciate you texting and calling us. Yeah. We do love you. But we have to get to the crazy in the office. And maybe this will make you feel better if you're in a relationship or you're about to be in a relationship. Because a lot of girls I hear talking are saying, I feel like I'm too crazy. Jenna's one of those girls that keeps telling me that. She feels like she's too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But even the people that you think are the calmest and chillest.
Got a little cray in them.
And have no crazy in them, have some crazy. Oh, and that's what's happening in the office.
They all got
crazy.
But
hold off on the judgment. Okay. It takes a lot for us to reveal that we're crazy.
Yeah. And it's normal to feel a little crazy. So we'll meet the crazy office person next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Proud of my dude, Big Al.
Oh, yeah.
Big Al's big date coming up this weekend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, hopefully.
What do you mean? Do not ruin it.
What's
in the
hopefully?
Next. What do you mean?
What is hopefully?
Hopefully.
I mean, you know, hopefully. I just said hopefully.
But what are we hoping for? Hopefully.
Hopefully, it doesn't fall through, or you know.
Oh, it's not going to. We're going to make this happen.
So negative.
Yeah.
Not negative.
Just throw the positivity out there.
I'm being excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Can't wait to see this woman. I'm about to take on a date. That's
going
to
be great. I'll put it out there.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. Positivity.
Can't wait to show her what a man I am. That's what
hopefully.
You got to let her know.
Hopefully.
Well played. We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 30, 40 minutes. We'll catch you up with what's going on out there in Hollywood.
It's a slow celebrity news day.
Well, we had the ESPYs yesterday, so we could chat about the ESPYs if you want.
Boring.
You don't like sports.
Danica was looking good.
Yeah, she was looking
good.
I heard she bombed.
It doesn't matter. She's looking good.
Good. Yeah, I remember I talk about it a little bit. But we brought in our girl Anna. And if you don't know Anna... works in the back in the woman room.
Yes.
Formerly the man room. Mm-hmm. Now it's all girls back there.
I love this spot. I love this room.
And Anna, I would say, besides Amy, is the chillest.
Thank you.
You're very
chill. Thank you, what a compliment.
Never seen Anna without a smile on her face.
No, that's true.
Couldn't tell you of a time she's been angry. So when I heard that she got a little cray-cray in her, I was like, what?
First of all, it's a little bit of a foul because... I was telling you what happened.
Yeah.
And now we're putting her on the spot.
Yeah.
I go into the woman room.
Yes.
When I want to, I've learned that, yes, I'm crazy, but I want to have discussions with other girls. That's what I tell girlfriends.
Yeah.
Don't show you're crazy to a guy that you're dating if, you know, because that's just going to turn him off. Like, if you're crazy, your girlfriends will talk you down. You'll be like, well, I do this, or don't, just talk to me about it, and then they make you feel better. So that's what this room is for.
Yeah. Yeah, the woman room is such a safe space.
It is
you
know? Safe.
Yeah.
Or you thought it was.
I thought it was.
About your business.
But, yeah.
But I feel what you're going through is so relatable to so many girls in relationships.
I would hope so. I hope if there's any girls out there listening that they can make me feel better.
How long have you been with your boy?
I've been dating him for 3 years now.
So since college, basically?
Yeah, since college.
Have you gotten more crazy or less crazy with more stability?
Well, I mean, everyone's crazy at the beginning. I think that's normal.
Right? That's why I say I've been crazy, because I really like someone now, and so it's hard to... And with every bit of information that's out there, or ways to stalk or find things out, you're so curious.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think with social media, especially like now, it just makes it so easy to like, you kind of like, if you like start getting curious about something, you kind of find yourself like in a loophole. You like go to one person, then there's Instagram, then there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Snapchat, there's like everything that you just kind of like, the information is there, you just got to find it. You know what I mean?
You'd be less crazy if it wasn't long distance, don't you think?
And that's the thing, you have a long distance.
I am in a long distance relationship.
Okay, right.
So
that's been for how long in the relationship? We've been together 3 years, but how long has it been long distance?
We've been long distance for almost a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the problem with social media is that it can be misleading at times, too. You know, you might see a picture, and it's a group of people. And to them, you're like, I'm just taking a picture with a group of friends. But to a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you're like, why is your arm around that really pretty girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, there's nothing to it. I can follow guys, and I know there's nothing behind it. But you see a guy you like following girls, and I'm like, why is he following her? And my girlfriend's like, Jenna, that girl definitely likes other girls. What are you worried about?
I do question some of my husband's social media following.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh,
like, why are you?
Kelly, I do too. I question her husbands because I'll see it in my activity and I'm like, why is he following
it? Which account would you like for your husband to stop following?
I can't remember names, but there'd be like this. I was like, well, why are you following her? Well, she followed me.
So?
But she's like a bikini model.
Good one, Ellie. Good one. Because she followed me. Good one.
But why? I don't understand why.
I don't understand it either.
Because she hot?
It doesn't make sense to me.
But why publicly? Yeah.
Because she's hot. It's like, why are you looking at that girl walking down the street? Because she's hot.
You're not following everybody.
I'm not stalking him. He'll be like swipe. So he's not trying to hide it. He'll be swiping through his feed and there'll be like a bikini girl. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just why?
I don't know. This isn't about me and my problems. This is about Anna and her crazy.
Nothing's telling.
Can you please tell me who my body is? My hobby is.
Are you looking up who Alan follows?
Don't you front my man out.
But see, this is a famous girl. She's 65,000 followers. So maybe it's just for motivation.
My body is my hobby. As long as it's not Alan's hobby. I guess it's going to have to be okay.
It's so true. It's so funny. So I was sharing a story, what I just said to you. I was like, why is he following this girl?
Uh-huh.
Like, but then again, why can't he? I mean, who cares? And then Anna's like,
well, that's the thing. We were all, just chit-chatting, having some girl talk. Jenna was like, oh my God, I'm a little crazy. And I'm like, no, it's okay. We're all a little crazy.
Fine. I'll go what I did. I switched the dating app where I met the dude to see only girls. So now I can see the girls that he's seen and then matching that up if he's following on Instagram.
Honestly, I think that's
brilliant. Don't shame me now. I'm sharing my safe space.
That's next level.
But it's kind of smart.
That's brilliant.
You know what I mean? Like, that's smart.
Absolutely.
Because he doesn't... Yeah.
I'm not saying anything to him. I'm not that worried or upset, but I'm just very curious the other girls that he's coming across.
You're checking out the field.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, just sizing up the competition.
So you'd be okay with that if you found out a girl was doing that?
Well, no.
But you haven't dated in a long time.
Right, I haven't dated in a long time. But if I were single and that was happening, I'd find it a little bit sexy that you're so into me that you're willing to go through those lengths. But I also... I don't know how I would feel.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I mean, I switched it back. I'm not doing it every day looking at girls. But yeah, I did it for a minute.
You're just curious. Yeah. Curiosity gets the best of you.
So that is what... So don't shame me the second that comes out of my mouth. So now I share that.
What's the fun in not shaming you about it?
Maybe being like, that's okay. We all do something crazy.
I was just trying to make Jenna feel better. And now here I am.
I appreciate it.
So what's going on in your world, Anna?
Just do it.
We're not going to judge.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, can you hear what they did to me?
In the room.
So this is really embarrassing to admit, but that's okay. So we're dating 3 years now, so I guess I got away with the crazy. Because this is something that took place like a while ago. Mm-hmm. Like when we first started dating, we were like talking and stuff.
Get to it!
And okay, anyway, big Al, so this is what happened. So when we were in college, my boyfriend was on a co-ed sports team. Mm-hmm. And I was just like really curious, and it's... one Google away. I'm like, who's on the team? I don't know.
So you found the roster.
Sure did. He was on a co-ed sports team. I wanted to see who my competition was, at the time when we were like talking and stuff. And the team roster was, Parker. Second Google result,
Sure. Okay.
It shows up. And
is it flag football? Is it soccer? So what kind of sport?
This was Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, yeah, so there's a lot, very...
Frisbee groupies.
Hot Frisbee.
Yeah. So you were threatened.
I was threatened, yeah, and this was...
I just want to know who he's...
Yeah, honestly, it's like, I was just a little curious, the curiosity got the best of me, the names were available, Instagram is right there,
a matchup.
And it was easy, because, I mean, it was at the same college, so it's like, no matter who I found, there was like, mutual friends, because I went to really, like, a pretty small school, so it's just like... It was really easy to do, and I never admitted it, took it to my grave, told Jenna, and now I'm admitting it to the world. But that's okay, right?
So the hot girls that you saw that he was on the team, did you go one step further and go ahead and check out their pages as well?
Oh, you should have all the Instagrams.
All of them. Was there a particular girl you were extremely... Were you thinking this would be the girl? If he were to do something bad,
I wasn't threatened.
Okay, it actually made you feel better, right?
It did make me feel better, and like just get like when I'm thinking about it and then I actually just like explore on the internet, it does make me feel better because I'm like, okay, I was just going crazy. Like, yeah. I was just like, I was on my head, like everything's cool, like whatever.
I can't endorse that. Crazy makes you feel better. I can't.
But it does also make me wonder, like, am I actually crazy, or like, do guys do this? Are they just better at hiding it? Like,
no, we do it too.
They do?
Yeah.
I've been told.
No. Yes, we do. You don't, because you're not trying.
Not to a big extent. I don't think so.
Guys will go and check out who girls are following. You see this happening.
Really?
Yes.
I've never done that. I would go and look at their pictures and see, you know, what they look like, I'd check that out. But yeah. I've never gone so far as to check who they're following.
I know what your ex-girlfriend's interior design is.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Never. No, I don't. But guys do. I mean, it's been admitted to me with the guy I'm talking to. He's like, I've gone. See, that's what makes me uncomfortable. He can find out so much about me because it's there. So he's gone back through everything.
It's just so easy.
I've never. I don't know. Maybe I'm on an island, but I have never gone to see who my girl was following and who her friends are and all that.
Because you're not that invested.
Like, no, that's not it. I just look at
their pictures and see that, but I don't click there.
You're with me.
There's a limit.
That's trying to create a problem, trying to look for something.
Well, I will say when I'm more stable, like if you're in love and you're in a happy, committed relationship, I don't do that anymore. It's just in the beginning when you're not sure, like, are we exclusive? Does he really like me? Is he talking to lots of chicks? And you think you have the ability to find that out. You kind of want to know where you stand before you know where
you
stand.
What are you going to do with this information? Like,
I mean, nothing. I was never going to admit it.
Go crazy. But, go crazy at home.
I guess it kind of put my curiosity at rest in a way. Like, it just like, if I don't just like go ahead and just like, you know, do a quick internet search, then it's just like, then I'm just going to keep thinking about it. Like, oh, you know, what's going on, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this was like in the very, very early stages of the relationship.
Yeah.
I think you've established that.
To be clear.
Didn't happen.
Thou protest
recently.
Too much.
It was a very long time.
It was a long time.
Yeah. It's nice instead of hiding this alone, though. Like, I feel great being able to talk about it, because then girlfriends are like, no, you have nothing to worry about. It's great. Yeah. Just let it ride. And then I feel better. So talking about it to a girlfriend instead of saying something kind of passive aggressive to a dude,
I don't ever do that. We don't want to know how crazy y'all are. No. We know you're a little crazy. Mm-hmm. We don't want to know 100%.
Can we just say curious?
No.
Yeah. I like curious better.
Focused?
We'll go with curious.
No. Focus.
You're a little curious.
No.
Curious. Invested.
Sure.
No. Crazy. Call it what it is. They all crazy, even your mama. I'm telling you. They all crazy.
Oh, learned. I'm learned.
Yeah. Background checks.
Nah. Background checks?
Hey.
Oh, some people do background
Kelly
checks.
Kelly had to do it. Got 23 pages.
I wasn't
going to
front Jenna, but there she goes.
One guy that you were suspicious of. If they don't give me a reason to suspect anything, I don't do that.
And then what I find, tons of arrests.
Right. Brad wrote us on the text and said, yeah, guys do it too. You got to know the competition to beat the competition.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. That makes me feel a lot better.
If you were on a new sports team, you would look at the stats. You want to see what everyone else is running.
Stats.
You want to see.
Sure.
You want to know their speed. You don't want to know how much they're lifting. I'm just making a guy analogy. If you were playing against some other guys, you want to know you want to know where they're at, right?
Yeah. And if the information's there,
you want to know what you need to work on.
All right. You're not alone, ladies.
No.
Thank you.
I'm feeling very chill now that we discussed it.
Yeah, I feel better. This was very therapeutic for me.
Good.
I haven't gone through Instagram in 24 hours.
Yo, does he have an open spot on that Ultimate Frisbee team, though?
What?
Does he have an open spot?
This was years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yes. Would he have had an open spot back then?
I don't know. I don't play sports.
Well, thanks for coming clean on your cray.
Well done, Anna.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for making me feel better. I hope there's people out there that
there are.
No,
A lot of people are doing this. Yeah.
Breathe and tell a girlfriend, though.
Yeah. Don't ever expose all your crazy to
just
dudes.
Keep it to yourself.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't let
take it to my grave.
We just want to see a little bit of crazy because it's kind of sexy, but not too much. Right.
I feel like that woman on that commercial where she's like, what is he wearing? The intern commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's a dude, so khakis. Yeah, well, she sounds like a dude.
Yeah, that's
the one. Because I am a dude. All right, get the crazy going. We'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That conversation we just had about going a little bit cray, just a little bit in the early stages of relationships has caused quite a stir on the text.
Yeah.
And on the Twitter.
A lot of crazy out there.
It's 50-50. JC, you're a girl.
Okay.
Guys don't do that. I said some guys do that.
Yeah, for sure.
You might not do it, but that doesn't stop guys from not doing it.
I would tend to believe, or at least tend to think, that there's probably more guys that don't do it than do it. I'm probably.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with Big Al on this one. It's just looking for drama. When I was dating my husband and we were long distance, if I had the urge to inspect social media, which I did, I had to go do something constructive instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, staying busy is really great.
It does help you. But like Anna said, she was a Kid TV Anna. She said she would do that, but then she would sit at home going like, ugh. So she just checked to see who was on the team. Lydia wrote us and said, we aren't crazy. We're just brilliant.
Also true.
Now, we've talked about doing background checks, too. That was one of the things. That's a little over the top, but understandable in this day and age. And we got this text that said, if you don't do a background check, you may end up marrying someone who's already married to someone else, like I did.
Oh.
Wish I could go back and do that now.
That's the thing, you know. I think that's what's shocking. That's what's making girls so skeptical. I mean, I had a girlfriend dating a guy for a year and then finds out he's married with kids.
Right.
It's like,
how'd that happen?
First of all, terrible person.
Yeah.
But yeah, what happens?
But it does happen a lot. And it's scary because you think as a smart woman, well, I would never fall for that. And it happens to smart women.
Yes, sure. It does.
This is what when I saw dudes doing it, I was at a concert, saw guys doing it. They said they see who a girl's following because it says a lot about her. And this is exactly what this text says. I go see who a guy's following on Instagram because it shows a lot about him. If he's following a bunch of bottle rats, that means that he's one of those guys that hooks up with a ton of girls. I'm not into that.
Bottle rats?
Yeah. You know, the club
at
girls.
The club.
Oh.
Yeah, they're the girls that show up without any money and then they find the bottle.
They can sit at VIP and drink from. There you go.
Yeah.
Know the name of that.
It does show a lot about a guy. He's probably not interested in a serious relationship.
Yeah, he's probably more into the party face, which is fine. If you're in that party face, it's all good.
Yeah.
But it sucks when you're ready to move on to that face if you're still getting judged by those, you know, back in the day follows that you had.
Bottle rats.
Yeah, what if he followed them and he hasn't been on social media
in two years? Yeah, he changed it up.
He just never touched it.
Yeah, I guess you could tell by his actions, but now it can make you a little bit more guarded towards that.
Yeah.
I usually don't care who my husband follows. I really didn't check any time, but one time I noticed that he started following a stripper from the trip with his brother. That one made me pause.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah, you're going on these trips.
Just made me pause.
They just became friends on the trip. Jeez.
From a guy, I always check out the guys that like my wife's pictures. Like, why are you liking my wife's pictures?
It's funny, isn't it? Social media.
Yeah.
I would love to do without it.
You can drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, that's the problem. It drives you crazy.
And if you make your partner feel secure, then all these people saying, I never do it. Well, that's great.
That's good.
You're probably in a very secure relationship.
Yeah. There's people that are really chill. There's people that are super into investigating things.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's the people in the middle. We all land somewhere in there, but
there's a spectrum.
Yeah, we all have a little bit.
Where are you on the crazy spectrum?
I'd say I'm on the low end, I think. Would you say you're on the low end, Kelly?
I'm very low end.
Yeah, you're so chill in relationships.
Yeah.
Al, you're super low end with Kelly.
I am. Life's too short. Yeah. I don't want to go out and look for stuff.
Sure.
You know?
What's up, Jenna?
That's fine. I know how I am in a relationship. I'm not worried about it. I mean, for sure. Like, I play it up a little bit. But when it's actually him and I, I'm very chill. I'm not jealous. I don't accuse of things, you know?
Interesting topic, though, to see how everybody is. But we want to do something special right now. We're going to shift gears.
Okay.
Because every day in July, we want to show our appreciation for the men and women serving in the military. We love you. You're out there doing things that we're too scared to do. So we want you to go to KidNation.com and tell us about their stories of service. Nominate a hero you know and share how they're making the community a better place. Then those heroes are going to be honored daily this month. Every day this month, at least weekdays.
Yep.
We're going to honor a person with some great prizes. It's brought to you by Wonder Bread, proud supporter of the USO. Jenna, do you have today's hero in front of you?
I do, yes. Today's hero is Brent Unger. Amber Alexander writes, my stepfather, Lieutenant Colonel Brent Unger, has spent 25 years in the Air Force. He graduated from the Air Force Academy and has had a diverse career in intel. Brent has demonstrated exceptional character and selflessness in his service to the United States, volunteering his time with the food bank, for disaster victims, Red Cross for relief efforts, and numerous other local events in our hometown of Columbia, Missouri. Brent has spent the last 10-plus years recruiting and teaching ROTC, and is an outstanding example for our future Air Force officers.
Hey.
What a cool stepfather right there.
Yeah. Lieutenant Colonel Brent Unger.
I know in divorced families, the kids are always looking at whose mom going to date. But then she brings home a stud like Brent Unger.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So congratulations, Brent. We're going to hook you up with some cool things from Wonder Bread. And again, go to KidNation.com if you would like to nominate someone. Maybe that rung a bell to you and like, oh man, I know someone that I want to nominate. Go ahead, do it. KidNation.com is where you do so. We got another one to hand out tomorrow. And what we're trying to do on Fridays is actually talk to the recipient.
Oh, great.
So we try to get them on the phone so we could chat with them, get to know them a little bit, and see what they're all about.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a little bit of a...
It's time for tidbit news.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Well, this is a bad news bear for this girl that went on a date with this guy in Memphis.
Uh-oh. What happened?
So there's this lady named Faith in Memphis. Saturday night, she went out on a date with a guy named Kelton Griffin. Okay. She knew him from back in high school. Yeah. He texted her out of the blue, asked her out. She said yes. So they've known her, like, kind of similar to your story. Like, you've known each other for a while, and then he's finally like, yo, I want to take this girl out on a date.
Yeah.
He showed up without a car. So she had to drive them in her Volvo. And when she stopped to go get some gas, he asked if she'd run inside and give him a cigar. You know?
Yeah.
For later.
Okay.
She did. While she was inside, he stole her car.
Oh, no.
Kelton took off. Gone.
Maybe he went to get her like a surprise or something.
Right. Yeah, go buy her some flowers. We got the flowers. He didn't have a car. He couldn't go get her flowers.
Yeah.
So that's already in the Hall of Fame of bad, terrible dates, right? Unfortunately, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
Kelton drove that car to go pick up another girl.
Oh, no.
And then took her on a date.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Homeboy set it up so he could take this other girl on a date.
Oh, my God.
It turned out it was Faith's god sister.
No. God sister.
Small world.
What's a god sister?
The daughter of your godmother.
I didn't know that they had a label for that, though.
Yeah, your god sister.
Your god sister.
It's like play sister. It's
sure.
Black people call it play sister.
I had no
play brother,
idea.
Play sister. Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. I'm learning.
My dude didn't know that cars have GPS now, so.
Gosh, yeah, you call the police when your car's stolen.
That's what Faith did. So the cops were able to track the car using the GPS.
Yeah, OnStar. You just call OnStar.
And they popped them over at a drive-in movie theater where they arrested Kelton for a theft of property.
What happened to the god sister? She makes it okay?
Well, the kicker is apparently he's like. Yo, I didn't bring my wallet, so he had made Faith's god sister pay for the tickets to the drive-in.
Oh, my God!
Oh, wow. What a winner.
You know what?
And y'all wonder why girls are crazy.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just point to this and say, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, you love saying that, right?
I'm not that bad. I might be bad. Yeah. I ain't that bad. I'm not that dude.
Well, you did get two dates, though.
How did he, like, okay, baby, I'm going to pick you up at 8,
uh-huh.
And you show up, I guess you take the bus, or whatever. You just show up with no car.
I ain't got a car. Yeah, yeah.
I'm picking you up.
You can lift it or Uber it, whatever.
Yeah.
Take a car.
Let's take your car.
And then for him to go get me something inside. While she's already pumping gas.
Man, what is someone to put up with just to have a man?
Right.
You know what? At the end of the day, he got two dates in one night. This dude got two dates in one night.
You should be inspired.
You want to hear from her?
Yeah.
I don't know who dropped him off. He just got dropped off. Then he just out of the blue texted me and asked me to go out. He asked me, could I go in the gas station for him to get a cigar? He just drove off. I came outside and my car was gone. Yeah, okay. Well, send me the address to where you at and I'm on my way and tell him to come on. Running red lights, stop signs. Then he let her drive. So she drove him to the drive-in. He didn't even have any money. She actually paid their way to get in the drive-in just so I could get my car back. I hope he's in jail for a long time. I never want to speak to him ever again.
No way.
Oh, my God.
They're going out again this weekend.
Oh, my God. Gosh. Two dates in one night. He must be the most charismatic dude ever. Hey, baby, I just showed up at
that
you.
That or Slim Pickens?
No, baby, give me one more chance.
Hey, baby.
It's one to talk his way out of it.
That's a smooth dude.
I wonder if you want to go out. He said he's courting.
Yeah.
What a romantic dude. Yeah. He's courting her. He showed up.
I broke the law for you, baby.
Kelly always talks about keep your options open.
And I bet he said, I'll be back. And, you know, and then he went over to hook the chicks out. Let her drive.
I come out, my car's gone. I call him, trying to see where he's at.
I'm sure he opened the door for both of the women, and put them in the car.
I got to be better about that.
Little low on cash.
I just realized that I'm not good at letting guys. I don't say no or anything, but my instinct is just to go over, like when I went on that date, that the lift came and I went to go get in the door. Because he went up to one side of the car. Yeah. And I walked around to the other side of the car. No. And he's like, I'm trying to open the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us be good.
Okay, I'm here. Do everything for me.
It's okay to test us in that situation.
I wasn't testing. I was just being independent.
Make sure he has good manners.
Yeah.
A good mannered man.
I love it. I welcome it.
Speaking of people who have others pay for their dates and stuff, part-time Justin.
Oh, boy.
He had a little something he wanted to try out. Because we've all done this. Hey, Justin.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Feeling a little fat because yesterday my plan was to go work out and eat healthy, but then I had a friend hit me up and she was like, hey, do you want to go get some cheese fries and hit up a happy hour? And so I was like, nah, can't go work out.
Good.
So
you did or you did not? I'm not catching it.
He feels fat, so he went cheese fries and drinks.
Okay. All right.
I was gonna, but... Nah,
forget it. And it could be anything, too. Like, I wanted to pay my child support this month, but then I wanted to get tickets to go see Beyonce. So I was like, nah.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Or,
So you are trying to start a new bit.
Yes.
And so I was like, nah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, nah.
What got in the way and made you go, nah?
I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Like, I wanted to be early to work, but I wanted to sleep in. So I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
Like, I want this to be a good bit.
Another advantage.
So we're going to try it.
Yeah, we're going to try it.
I was going up, but nah. Yeah. And then tell us why you decided not. Why not? We can try it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
800-LIFE-LIT.
That's right. Life
are you still
lit.
Trying to make that happen?
I am.
It's a positive way.
I just want to be included in the phone numbers.
Well, I've been here for 10 years and I don't get to do the phone number.
Well, I just stepped in, girl. I just, hello. I just dialed that phone.
Yeah. Time it.
Yeah. Jenna was going to give the phone number, but nah, Justin did it himself.
I was going to, but nah.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to.
Gosh, I like that. Think of something. I'm so bad on the spot.
Yeah.
I need to think about it.
I was going to think of something, but nah.
Right. I was going to buy you a coffee, but I checked my bank account, and then I was like, nah.
See, there you go.
All right.
All right, we'll take your calls, or not. We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We've all done it. We have plans to do something. We told ourselves we were going to do it. But then we're like, something better came up. We're like, nah.
Yeah.
Or something got in the way, something got your attention, and you were like, nah, I'm not doing it. Sometimes this is the real,
Yeah, right.
Sometimes this happens. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-NAH. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It was because Justin, part-time Justin, is trying to get in shape right now, trying to get that bod going, and he was going to go to the gym, but his friend called him up and said, hey, let's go get some cheese fries. Oh, and he was like, nah, I ain't going to the gym.
Cheese fries. Yeah.
Something better popped up, Kelly, from the text.
love this song.
Kimberly, you the MVP for this. My boyfriend asked me to move in with him, but then I found out his mom lived with him already, and I was like, nah.
God.
So true.
Oh my gosh.
Yo,
oh.
Nobody blames you either, Kimberly.
Nah.
You're moving in there with moms?
No
nah,
way.
I'm good
get
on that.
Here.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Got a small inheritance and was going to give it to my kids. Instead, I bought a really nice car with audio system. And I was like, nah, y'all don't need that.
Y'all don't need that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to buy yourself something. Because the kids weren't around the whole time.
Right.
That person was alive. Yeah, you got to earn it. Yeah, I was going to go to your farewell happy hour, but you know what? I didn't really talk to you while you worked here, so I was like, nah.
Nah.
Let's go to the phones. Amber, welcome to the show. What were you going to do?
Well, I was going to pay my electric bill, but then I was like, nah, I would rather go on vacation instead.
Hope you have lights when you get back. girl.
It's all good.
Oh, man. Thank you for calling, babe.
Thanks, Amber.
I was going to pay my electric bill. Nah.
Yeah, I went to the beach.
Priorities out.
Yeah. Right.
All day. Savage one right here. Roy, welcome to the show. What were you going to do, my man?
All right. Hello. I was going to kiss my girl's pretty sexy lips. And then when I slowed her breath, I said, nah.
She likes that. Oh,
we all get that stink breath sometimes. Was it the morning breath, Roy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, you don't want to all day, bro.
Nah,
man. I'll kiss you when I get back later.
Thanks for calling, bud.
Oh, man. Hey, Christina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what were you going to do?
I was going to sing my vocal part in the musical I'm in this weekend, but my vocal cord said, nah.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, man. So the understudy has to come in, huh?
I am the understudy.
Oh no!
Is there an understudy?
I'm a swing, so whenever somebody in the main group gets sick, I have to fill in.
Wow. And then she's the one that's sick.
And now she's out.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah, it's a problem, but y'all have a good morning.
You too.
Oh, get better, Christina. Vocal rest. Hi, Mary.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was supposed to go have drinks with a friend of mine, and I went, I remember how bad her breath is, and I can't be around.
Wow. Bad breath?
Yeah, what's going on with her?
I think she's married to the other guy who just called.
What?
So, Mary,
tell her if she's your friend.
Are you going to tell her?
Should I? Come on, guys. Should
it's
I really?
Hard.
I mean,
hard.
We've known each other 30 years, but it's getting bad. It's getting worse over the years.
Oh, you've known each other that long? Yes.
Yeah, I think you can do it because you've known each other long enough.
Boy, that's going to be tough, though.
That's a tough conversation.
I mean, well, you're...
Yeah, every time we go out, I'm like, do you want a tequila shot? Or how about a lemon drop? Or something that will make you smell a little bit? It's terrible.
Fireball.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, give her that fireball shot.
Slice all.
Yeah, when you're saying, like, nah, because the breath is so bad, the drinks.
Yeah, that's weird. It's going to be a really hard conversation, but I would really want a friend of 30 years if I was getting halitosis to tell me. Right?
That would be a medical reason,
Yeah, she might have something going on.
Yeah.
Might have death inside.
Yeah. Thank you for your call.
It's really dark now.
Yeah, right.
Let's go back.
Good luck.
I don't know. I'm just being honest.
Hi, Annie.
Hey, I was going to get married, but then I realized I didn't love him that much. So I was like,
I don't know what makes it so bad. It's an ass.
Hey, good for you, because some people just go through with it anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, boy, bye.
Yeah. How close to marriage did you get? Were you days from getting married?
We were engaged for 8 months.
Oh, my goodness.
So was about
you probably planned the wedding and stuff.
Better than the rest of your life, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, amen to that, sister. Yeah.
All right, Annie.
Good luck.
Right there. Thank you for that call.
Wow.
Hi, Jana.
Hey, how y'all?
Doing awesome. What were you going to do?
Well, so me and my friend went on a mini vacation, and we went to this hotel, and she's not a drinker. I am. So we were chewing, and she was like, I got to stop. And I was like, no, so I bought her a double.
Jana, I wanted to keep drinking.
You were going
to
stop drinking, but
yeah. Let's take one more here from Robbie. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the show, man. What were you going to do?
Well, I was going to get in bed and cuddle with my wife, but then she farted, so I was like, nah, I'm going to poop like that.
Oh, the wife!
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Come on, girl!
Oh, my God.
It was so bad, he slept on the couch.
Oh.
Rob. Dude,
I thought she was about to blow the wall down.
No way you're exaggerating. Wow.
Yeah.
Some people are so comfortable with each other.
Thanks for calling, Alan.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Rob, I mean.
I have not done that.
You haven't done it yet?
After a year? Well, 2 years, I guess.
So.
Well, you're being married and you're dating, you still hadn't done it in front of Alan?
Oh, I've tooted in front of him. Yeah, that was sick.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, a couple more. These are funny. AJ, welcome to the show, man. What were you going to do?
I was going to pay my ex-wife's phone bill, but then I remember she's not my wife anymore. So I was like, nah.
Gotta cut it off.
Hey, what am I doing over here? My ex-wife.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No, sir.
That's
break
hilarious.
That habit, paying her bills.
That's hilarious, old boy.
And this might be a little lazy on the part for the night.
I want to hang out with him. That was funny.
I like it. I'm like, nah, man, why am I paying for that? Scott, hello, sir.
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Oh, man, just chilling over here, having a good time.
Scott!
What were you going to do?
Well, man, I have to be honest. I'm kind of lazy sometimes. And my wife, she was trying to send me to the Dollar General up the street to pick up some milk. And I said, baby, you just had a baby. And so I asked her if she would just put her breast milk into the cereal. That way I didn't have to go up to the store, you know. I mean, it was early. It was early, man. It was early, okay?
So I was like, nah.
Hey, but look.
What?
I was like, nah, I ain't going up to the Dollar General. But look, check it out. My kids really enjoyed the milk so much.
Oh, my God.
And then my other kids enjoyed the milk so much that I was like, hey, I got to try it.
Everybody, it says very nutritious. Yeah, he was going to go to the store to get some more milk, but the wife provided, so he's like, nah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.